Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Microsoft employees protest treatment of women to CEO Nadella. By Natasha Tiku. A group of Microsoft employees appeared at an employee meeting with CEO Satya Nadella Thursday to protest the company's treatment of women. The protesters asked Nadella to address claims of discrimination against women in promotion and advancement, as well as claims of sexual harassment, raised as part of a widespread discussion that has been building steam on internal company forums for the past 2 weeks. Roughly 100 to 150 employees attended the Q&A in person. Others watched via live stream. It's not clear how many were part of the protest, but some female and male employees at the event were all white, inspired by the congresswoman who wore suffragette white to the State of the Union in February. In response to the concerns, Nadella was empathetic and expressed his sadness and disappointment. He and Chief People Officer Kathleen Hogan promised employees additional transparency around advancement within Microsoft, according to a Microsoft employee who attended the meeting. The catalyst for the online discussion and subsequent protest was an email posted to a distribution list for female employees in late March, according to copies of the discussion viewed by Wired. The email was written by a woman distraught that she had hit a brick wall after years of trying to gain a promotion, despite the support of her manager, her manager's manager, and colleagues. "The boys' club won out on all fronts," the woman wrote, according to the emails viewed by Wired. Hundreds of responses followed, with women sharing guidance, showing support, and detailing their own experiences with alleged discrimination and claims of harassment, which were first reported by Quartz. In the online discussion, one woman who worked in engineering said that a man who worked for a partner company threatened to kill her during a business trip several years ago if she did not perform an unnamed sexual act. The woman wrote that she was able to get away. She immediately alerted human resources and management, but her male manager allegedly said that it sounded like the man was flirting and that she should get over it. When she asked to be reassigned to avoid traveling with the alleged harasser, she claims her manager reframed her request as an inability to perform her role, and she was told she had 60 days to find a new role or be laid off, which prompted her to move from engineering to operations. Another woman wrote that she had been asked to sit in someone's lap twice during a business meeting where HR and other executives were present. No one objected. The HR leader was later promoted, while the woman was reprimanded for not following policy, despite raising the inappropriateness of the request in the moment. One woman mentioned that during a roundtable with women from Xbox, nearly all the women said they had been called a bitch at work. More common complaints in the online discussion centered on feeling stymied in promotion, trying to balance assertiveness with pressure to appear nice, and the bias and disparate treatment that allegedly comes with being labeled a diversity hire. "We are fed up," one employee told Wired. "I know there are James Damores at Microsoft. They just haven't written a memo like he did," the employee said, in reference to the former Google employee who ignited a debate with a treatise against Google's diversity hiring practices. Over the past couple of weeks, the discussion expanded to other distribution lists and circulated widely within Microsoft. Employees were still responding to the thread as of Thursday morning. On March 29, Hogan responded to the group to say that she had discussed the thread with Nadella that day. "We are appalled and sad to hear about these experiences," Hogan wrote. "It is very painful to hear these stories and to know that anyone is facing such behavior at Microsoft. We must do better. I would like to offer to anyone who has felt such demeaning experiences, including those who felt were dismissed by management or HR, to email me directly," Hogan wrote. "I will personally look into the situation with my team. I understand the devastating impact of such experiences, and Nadella wants to be made aware of any such behavior, and we will do everything we can to stop it." Hogan set up sessions for employees to meet with Microsoft's chief diversity officer to discuss initiatives and programs to address these issues. "While reading some of this is very disheartening, I am proud and encouraged to see people empowered to speak up, say this is not right, and stand together for change. Thank you," Hogan wrote. Asking for comment, a Microsoft spokesperson shared the contents of Hogan's email. The protest echoes similar unrest over diversity and harassment at Google. But the culture inside Microsoft is nowhere near as outspoken or argumentative. In the email thread, some employees worried about appearing to ambush Nadella, while others were confident Nadella would be prepared to address their concerns. In 2015, computer security researcher Katie Mazuris, a former Microsoft employee, filed a lawsuit against the company seeking class action status on behalf of women who alleged gender bias in raises and promotion, and claimed they were ranked below their male counterparts in biannual performance reviews. A judge last year denied class action status. In January, the plaintiffs appealed that ruling. As part of their protest, the women are hoping to get more data on bonuses and promotions.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun: Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.